The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone and a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're looking ahead to the action on Sunday on this edition. It's the third and final day of Cheltenham's November meeting. There's also some cracking racing across the Irish Sea at Punchestown with a headline on their card, the Grade 1 Morgiana Hurdle, and they are supported by cards domestically at Fontwell and over the Irish Sea in Cork as well. Four jumps meetings in total to come on Sunday. You can hear all of the action live from 11:50 a.m. on Racing Radio with Jason Thornton, Rory DeLaghi and John Budden in the studio. Sam Norris here on the podcast and joining me on today's edition to offer up his thoughts on two of the features on the final day of the November meeting at Cheltenham is Ollie Pimlott. Hello, Oliver.
Hello, Sam.
Good to see you on the circuit, sir. How are you?
It's lovely to be back and we've got proper recording material for this podcast.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. The last podcast we did, we had to record it on the little portable device.
Little portable device, yes, indeed.
Turned out all right, though, to be fair.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was a lovely podcast.
It was. Let's look back on some of Saturday's star performers, first of all. And I want to start with Nicky Henderson, Ollie. It's been a bit of...
A turbulent week.
Yes, indeed. A bit of a mixed bag for him over the last few days. Obviously, a massive setback for him and for Connections that Altior is going to miss the Tingle Creek and is in a race against time for the champion chase come March. He's been criticised in some corners of the media for the timing of the announcements in particular, but criticism that he's strongly rebuked over the last few days.
Bizarre. It's all bizarre, isn't it, Sammy? For me, if your horse is having a wind up, it's had a hob day, or it's going to have a hob day, generally they don't take that long to overcome it. You can have a normal wind operation. You can run within 2 weeks, two or three weeks. To say he's going to struggle to be back for March, just get an underlying feeling that there's something else.
Okay.
Nicky Henderson said, which I do agree with, you know, if you have a horse seeing the vet, you'd be constantly on the phone to the media because it happens the whole time.
Especially
200
sure.
horses. So that's difficult. But it's the fact that he says some things and then goes back on it. Look at the horse who won today, the juvenile hurdler.
Apple Shakira.
Yesterday, he said that she shows nothing at home. And then today, after she won, he said that Barry Geraghty had said when he schooled her that she was the fastest three-year-old he'd ever ridden. So they're completely different stories.
Yes.
You can't say the day before she ran, she showed nothing, and then the day after, when she wins, that she's the fastest three-year-old Barry Geraghty had ever schooled.
Yes.
Because that's the complete kick in the teeth, isn't it?
Yeah,
the punters.
Indeed.
And clearly, she had been showing a bit at home because it was punted off the boards.
Yes.
As if defeat was out the question and Julie romped up.
Yeah. After a little bit of an early morning drift as well, 6-4 out to 9-4 this morning and hammered into even money in the hours leading up to the race. The ground maybe went against Gumball. That was perhaps a factor.
Yeah, he had the penalty and obviously she had the mare's allowance. Yeah. But even so, it was a big market move.
Yes, yeah, indeed. But just Nicky Henderson aside, in terms of the horse, looks a very nice juvenile hurdler for JP McManus to go to war with.
And we know that fillies have a good record in the Triumph Hurdle.
Yep.
She's going to get all the allowances on the day. Could be anything. And of course, she's a half-sister to Apple's Jade.
Mm.
So don't rule her out the Champion Hurdle picture either. Made a winning reappearance this year, which she doesn't usually do.
Yep.
All options open for both her and her sister.
Indeed, it's been incredibly popular, Apple's Shakira, in the betting for the Triumph Hurdle. Originally chalked up at 7-1 after the race, but the traders have been taking evasive action, trimmed it to 6-5, now 5-2 for the Triumph Hurdle, and maybe even shorter by the time this podcast goes out. 9-2 for the Triumph Hurdle coming up, of course, in March. Still plenty of racing to come between now and then, of course. Don't want to get too bogged down in Cheltenham chat. There were some other top performers at Cheltenham on Saturday, and nice to see Splash of Ginge bounce back to a little bit of his old form.
Well, it wasn't
the big
for me,
one.
Sam, because I napped the second star architect.
Okay.
Which would have been a nice 10-1 winner. The Pipes have bounced back. I've not had a great time in the last couple of months here at this Cheltenham meeting, but the Twist and Davies bandwagon rolls on.
Mm.
Big price winner for them. Le Presien ran well back in third place. But, yeah, the Nigel Tuss and Davies just can't stop having winners at the minute.
Yeah, they've really hit the ground running this season, the yard. And a word on Perfect Cadet as well, who won the handicap chase a little bit earlier on to the big race, and ran well and was game when fending off Vicente, who really came for him.
Yeah, dual Scottish national winner Vicente, but I think Perfect Candidate was probably idling. And speaking of informed trainers, Fergal O'Brien's having across the card double today, having a great time, especially with his bumper horses, and is certainly the up-and-coming trainer in the jumps ranks at the minute.
Yeah, indeed. Good day of racing at Cheltenham for the November meeting. See anything else that's really caught the eye over the last couple of days at Cheltenham?
I was disappointed with the quality of racing yesterday, Sam.
Okay.
For the November meeting, you expect it to be top class. And I was a little bit... Obviously, we saw the Potts horse go out and win yesterday over fences. But other than that, I wasn't particularly blown away. I thought the card was a little bit disappointing for me. I think Saturday and Sunday is very good. Tomorrow is very good. But a little bit underwhelming, the card yesterday for me at Cheltenham.
Okay. On to Sunday's action then. Before we get stuck into the racing at Cheltenham, I just want to quickly touch on the big race of the day at Punchestown. The Grade 1 Morgiana Hurdle ran over 2 miles, where we are hoping that we're going to see the eagerly awaited return of Forheen, who's been off the track for, well, a couple of years now. Returns as a 9-year-old, Ollie. This is a race that Willie Mullins generally does pretty well in, and it will be interesting to see him back, because he was a real, real superstar a couple of years ago.
Pretty well be an understatement, Sammy, because he's won every renewal of this race since 2011 with Hurricane Fly, Thousand Stars and Nichols Canyon. Forheen the Machine, we've not seen him for 665 days tomorrow. Remains to be seen whether he retains all that ability, but they'll have to have him spot on for this run, because given his injury issues, you don't know how many cracks of the whip you're going to get, but it's by no means a penalty kick. Jez Key was buoyed by the drop back to 2 miles last time. Campidor was very good on his return, and Vroom Vroom Mag, she gets the mare's allowance from the boys. I think Vroom Vroom Mag's just short of top class, but I think Campidor's maybe the option to take him on with. He's the young up and coming. He's only a 5-year-old, Campidor. We don't quite know how good he is, so I think Campidor each way tomorrow with the five runners might be able to upset the Forheen apple cart if he's not as good as he once was.
And of course, Forheen got beat at a short price in this race a couple of years ago behind stablemate Nichols Canyon.
He did indeed. So, it's just good to have him back, isn't it? And the old warrior.
Yes, and it would be superb if he retains even three quarters of his former ability. Be good to see Forheen back.
Ruby
on
Walsh,
the race
though.
Course. He was being attended to by the medics.
Yeah, we don't know the time of recording the situation, but he had an oxygen mask on. So we presume that Paul Townend will switch from Vroom Vroom Mag to Forheen, and somebody else will ride Vroom Vroom Mag, because he didn't look in a good way, Ruby.
No.
He had a bad fall in the opening race in the 3-year-old hurdle.
I think he may have hit the deck three times on Saturday in total.
Yeah, so we didn't take Punches Down by in the first on William Hill's Racing Radio, so we couldn't keep an eye on it, but he didn't look in a good way. So we presume that there'll be a jockey change there, and hope Ruby's okay.
Absolutely. Let's look ahead to Cheltenham then. A couple of really key feature races to come on the Sunday of the November meeting. Leading over to 2:25, this is the Schlur Chase, just shy of 2 miles, the trip for this Grade 2 contest. Betting headed by Fox Norton at 6-5. Special Tiara is 7-2. Cloudy Dream is 7-2. 10-1 Simply Ned. Vanita is 14-1. 16-1 for Sir Valentino. Just six lining up here, but the market revolving, well, chiefly around the 1-2 from last year's Queen Mother Champion Chase, Ollie, but the market very much expecting Fox Norton to reverse the form, turn the tables on Special Tiara. And it has to be said that since they last met in the Champion Chase, Fox Norton's a bit of a different kettle of fish now.
I think Fox Norton's a good thing in this, dare I say it, 6-5, because Cloudy Dream, for the ability he has, doesn't want to go by, does he? He stops in front, and he doesn't stop in front, he just wouldn't go by last time at Aintree. Not one to trust Cloudy Dream. He's got a string of seconds to his name as well. That is for a reason.
Was he supposed to be entered in the big race on Saturday as well?
An administrative error. But you'd argue, though, you know, it might be a bit of a blessing in disguise. He's only got five other runners to take on here. It might be a bit of a blessing in disguise. Of course, he wouldn't go by Smad Place in the old Roan. He had plenty of time to go by. He's a rogue, this horse. He's had three wins last season, but he also had 4 seconds as well, and another second to his name in the old Rowan. He's very talented, but could I trust him to go by Fox Norton in a battle? No, I couldn't, Sam. Special Tiara's not got a great record. Fresh, Started out in this race last year, but was beaten 18 lengths. Whereas you contrast that with Fox Norton, last three seasons, 2-1-1 on its recent reappearances over the last three years. Had a stellar season last year, winning both at Punchestown and at Aintree. And, of course, was beaten by Special Tiara in the Champion Chase. I think Special Tiara is going to need this run after 204-day absence, whereas Fox Norton, we know he's got a good record fresh, will be tuned up. And of the rest, I say, I can't trust Cloudy Dreaming. Likes of Simply Ned, Vanitor and Sir Valentino should be outclassed. So by process of elimination, I think Fox Norton's going to take an awful lot of beating in the Schler Chase.
Fox Norton in that 225. Then it'd be good to see Brian Cooper back in the Winners' Enclosure as well in the UK. It hasn't all gone to plan so far since he's been riding here.
No, but he had a winner yesterday, didn't he? I think it was his first win in 33 yards for Brian Cooper yesterday. That wouldn't worry me whatsoever.
Okay, on to the big hurdle race of the day then. The 3 o'clock is the Greatwood Hurdle, ran over a trip of 2 miles. A big field, go to post as per usual. Jenkins is 9-2 for the aforementioned Nicky Henderson. London Prize 6-1. Mohayed is 7-1. 10-1 for Misterton. Tigris River 12-1. Elgin 12-1. Nietzsche 12-1. William H. Bonney 12-1. 16-1 for Flying Tiger. 18 is the new one in Ivanovich Gorbatov. And bigger prices for the rest of them. A really good race coming up here, Ollie. An interesting blend of runners. Some of those who are used to playing their trade in graded company, the likes of the new one, Ivanovich Gorbatov, towards the head of the weights. But the head of the market is Jenkins at 9-2.
Well, again, we come to Nicky Henderson, don't we? Yeah. Who says he's
priced up on reputation.
Priced up on reputation, incredibly bad handicap. But hasn't stopped people smashing him off the boards into 9-2 favouritism, Sam, has it?
No. And he's been steadily well backed all week, Ollie, in about sixes, I think, and he was well back to that
on
stage.
What he showed last year, he couldn't jump, could he?
No.
Couldn't jump a twig. Obviously a very good bumper horse, but he just couldn't get his jump in at all last season. Jenkins, he wouldn't be for me at the price. I think there's a good thing in this race, which is difficult to think in the saying, 16 runner Greatwood, London Prize, 6-1.
What a performer he's been on both codes this season.
Incredible, he's thrived on the flat, two-time winner, he was second in the Cesarowicz. It was a career best last time when winning a handicap hurdle at Wincanton last weekend. Just has a £5 penalty to carry. Ian Williams' horse is just winning machine at the minute, over jumps and on the flat. One of the best dual purpose trainers around. And he does have that £5 penalty to carry. But even off a mark of 139, I think he's thrown in on the improvement he's shown on the flat and over the jumps at Wincanton last time. So for me, London Prize, 6-1. Keep it simple. I think he'd be very, very hard to beat, provided he takes to the ground. But he has shown winning form on this ground in the past. Good money for Mahead, hasn't there?
Yes.
He was last seen winning in a minor event at Market Raising, and he had a rival to beat there. But prior to that, ran well in two competitive handicaps towards the end of the last season. And he does have course form when he finished seventh in the county hurdle here. So does have a bit of course form. But I thought the Ian Williams horse, London Prize, would take an awful lot of beating. Turned out within 8 days. With that £5 penalty, 6-1 currently at time of recording.
Yeah, London Prize at 6-1. You were touch surprised to see the likes of the new one, Ivanovich Gorbatov, and maybe even Flying Tiger line up in a handicap here.
Well,
it's a very valuable handicap.
It's a very valuable handicap. The new one won the Welsh Champion Hurdle last time, but faces a very stiff task off top weight. I know they've put Richard Johnson, but I would like to have seen probably Zach Baker keep the ride and take £7 off it. Obviously, you've got a dual champion jockey on board. He will go for Richard Johnson because he'll just keep firing him and he'll keep coming. But given what the ground's going to be like, Sam, it's soft there today. It's going to be even softer tomorrow given the forecast. I think he's got too much weight, the new one. Ivanovich Gorbatov, since winning the Triumph Hurdle, has been largely disappointed. Ran well in first-time blinkers here in March. Only a pound higher here for his return. But it's going to take quite a significant leap of faith to back him at 18-1 at time of recording that he can bounce back to winning ways. So I'm just led to the in-form improving horse that is
London Prize. Okay, good stuff, Ollie. Quickly remind us your two selections then for the final day of action at the November meeting.
In the 425, the 225 at Cheltenham, I think Fox Norton's got a good record fresh. Going to take an awful lot of beating. The favourite, and in the 3 o'clock at Cheltenham, I'll go with another horse who's fairly well found in the market, London Prize, of course, won at Wincanton last week, second in the Cesarowicz, and has been much improved for the fantastic dual-purpose trainer, Ian Williams.
Ollie Pimlott's thoughts on the final day of racing at Cheltenham for the November meeting. You can hear all the action live from Cheltenham, Punchestown and Fontwell, and potentially bits of Cork as well on Racing Radio from 11:50 a.m. on Sunday with Jason Thornton, John Budden and Rory Zalagi in the studio. Thanks for that, Ollie, and enjoy the action.
As always, Sam, it's been a pleasure.